Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
We are live on a Tuesday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers have signed Cordarrelle Patterson to a two-year contract. And my name is Mark Berg, and I'm going to provide my reaction to this news. Quick podcast tonight. Before we get too far along, today's episode of Believe in Steelers is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Tournament time is here. If you want to place a bet on any of the March Madness action, BetOnline.ag is the place to do it. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get started and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Cut.com is also a presenting sponsor of the Believe in Steelers show. You can see that on your screen right now. Use our promo code BELIEVE Steelers, BLEAV Steelers, all one word, to get started at Cut.com, a peer-to-peer sports betting app. You can share your bets with family members, friends. Can brag about your wins, their losses, and so forth. Very excited to have Cut.com as a presenting sponsor of the Believe in Steelers show. Cordarrelle Patterson reunites with Arthur Smith, and the two were members of the Atlanta Falcons for the last three seasons. And Atlanta used Patterson in what they called the Joker position. And it's as simple as get this guy the football because he's fast. And I know he's entering his 11th season. I know that he's in his 30s now. But the Steelers' return game is going to be very important this season, considering the changes that the league made to its kickoff rules today. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Adam Schefter's feed to see how exactly that will work of where the kickoff team will line up. There are going to be no more fair catches on kickoffs. So this past season in 2023, only 21% of kickoffs were returned. And with these new rule changes of where players are allowed to line up, you cannot attempt an onside kick until the fourth quarter, which takes out an element of surprise. But there are projections that there will be between 50 and 60% of kickoffs returned this coming season. I understand part of this is player safety, but you're going to have more returns. You're also having a Christmas Day game played on a Wednesday, so spare me with the player safety argument. And I know the hip drop rule changes in terms of tackling has been very controversial as well. But the fact of the matter is, with the Patterson signing, you're going to need a capable kick returner, and you might need multiple. And you have Patterson now, who's been a four-time All-Pro at the kick returner position. And then we've seen Calvin Austin do that. We've seen Jaylen Warren do that. So there's some competition there. And if for whatever reason you have injuries to Najee Harris or Jaylen Warren, Patterson has demonstrated the ability to carry the ball out of the backfield. Now, he's coming off his worst season as a pro in terms of running the football, because in 2022, he actually had pretty good rushing totals, a 4.8 yards per carry average, 3.6 this last year. He only had 50 attempts this last year, so maybe a little bit less wear and tear on Patterson allows him to be used more in the return game, or when you do get him the ball, say 5 to 10 times a game. If you give him the ball in space, he's as good as there is in the league, 33 or not. So I like the signing for the Steelers. It's a two-year deal worth up to $6 million. But again, to me, it's reflective of the changes that you're going to see when it comes to the rule changes, when it comes to kickoffs in the NFL this season. It's going to be look very, very different than it has in seasons past, but more kick returns means you're going to need someone capable back there. Pittsburgh has not had a kickoff return touchdown since Juju Smith-Schuster's rookie year in 2017 when Juju ran it back against the Cleveland Browns. So shout out to Steelers Depot for pulling that one from the archives. It's been many seasons. So if you're Steelers special teams coordinator, Danny Smith, you've got to be excited because you now have a weapon that you can use in Cordarrelle Patterson. And I'm excited to see what Arthur Smith can do with a guy whose skill set that he's familiar with. Past 3 years in Atlanta, Patterson's always been a guy of how can you effectively get him the football? Not the greatest receiver in the world, but you at least get some more depth with George Pickens, Calvin Austin, Quez Watkins now, Patterson. I still expect the Steelers to draft a receiver come April. In the NFL draft, the Steelers haven't gone back-to-back drafts without selecting a receiver in like 20 years. But with Patterson, it provides depth at receiver. It provides depth at return man. I expect Patterson to handle the return man responsibilities. And then he could play running back if you need him as well. If you need help with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren carrying the load, which they're capable of doing, but injuries are a part of football. So I like this move for the Steelers. And you reunite him with a head coach who's familiar with his skill set and now the offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Arthur Smith. I want to get to a few comments and then I'll go ahead and sign off for your very quick show tonight. Just my quick reactions from this signing from Pittsburgh today. TJ checking in saying, hope all is well, Mark. Love the CP move. We need help finding a returner for some time now. Yeah, I mean, 2017 was the last time that the Steelers had a kick return touchdown. Patterson's primarily a kick returner. I don't think he does as much punt returning. And I think it's been since like Deontay Johnson that the Steelers last had a punt return touchdown. But in the return game, it's very important to be able to flip the field, period. And again, especially considering the rule changes, you're going to see a lot more kick returns this coming season. Demond checking in saying Khan's still doing stuff. I love it. Yeah. The wrath of Khan, the con artist. It's been quite the off season and a lot of changes for the Pittsburgh Steelers and general manager, Omar Khan. Anthony checking in saying, I love the pickup, what Omar Khan is doing. Yeah. I can't wait to see what other moves he can make. I know Kyle Allen's going to be your QB3. I still expect the Steelers to draft quarterbacks. We mentioned how I think that they'll still draft a receiver. I still think that they select a quarterback in April. Day two or day three, at some point next month, a lot leading up to the draft as well. I'll go ahead and sign off here. Again, this was going to be a very quick show, just reacting to this news. Excited about that. The Steelers have a new return man for the next 2 years in Cordarrelle Patterson. And keep it here on Believe in Steelers in the coming days. Ike Taylor will be back. He's been at a lot of different pro days on the road. Very excited to talk with him to see what he's seen, what he thinks about a lot of these rule changes here at the league meetings that they've had in Orlando. But exciting stuff for Pittsburgh that they have a new weapon, the Joker position in Cordarrelle Patterson. Thanks so much for watching Believe in Steelers, and thanks to today's presenting sponsors, BetOnline and Cut.com. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, do me a favor, leave a 5-star review, and on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, share the show with a friend as well. Go ahead and sign off here. My name is Mark Berg, and thanks so much for watching. I'll see you later next week. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.